make sure that it
blocks. Blog Talk Radio.
Huh?
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not. Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot. I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like I'll be fine. I can't hit the ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win, to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes, please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. Who let the beast out the cage? I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack a the pressure, I'm here to give it my all. Cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing, and my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
What's going on? What's the deal, party people? Welcome to the Tuesday night thing. You got the mayor in the building, Chiku Palace Sports. Before we get started, man, I just want to shout out the young lady who lost her life over the weekend, man, Kansas City, man. We all know the story, so I don't want to, you know, even get into the details of it. Her name is Cassandra Perkins, and we're going to, you know, just do this and, you know, her memory and try to do it right, have some fun at the same time. But knowing that, you know, serious things go down, and we have to, you know, have a little bit more open, you know, relationships with each other, as it's going beyond the surface, deeper than the surface. But anyway, it's GQ Palace Sports, man. The man's in the building. Welcome to the bigger show. I got a special situation popping off in a little while. I got my man, Devastating Tito from the Fearless Four, calling in, and we're going to get into a thing about what he got going on. Shout out to Team Fearless, man. Yeah, so the number is 646-200-3838. Everything is everything. We have week 13. Ended last night, the Giants with a 1-point loss in Washington, 17-16. they gave that game away, point blank. Point blank, all of the penalties, and, you know, because they were moving the ball and doing what they needed to do, but they just kept, you know, biting themselves, you know, and cutting their own throat with the penalties, and, you know, RG3 did his numbers. But, again, the Giants, they look good, but, you know, those little penalties will get you every time. Shout out to my man Rob Garris. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, man, and he's fighting on Saturday night at the Resorts World Casino out in Jamaica, Queens. So he's making his pro debut, man. Story is deep. He was on the show a few weeks ago. And, you know, shout out to him, man. Good luck. I know he's doing his thing, hard body karate, relaxing, getting ready to make it go down on Saturday. So we're here, man. The mayor's in the house, GQ Power Sports. We're going to get it in a little something. Shout out to my man NYG Mike and Kia as well. They got their jerseys because they were the winners in a Win One for the Wizards contest. The Wizards beat the Blazers Saturday night, and they predicted that that they would win that game. So shout out to them. I got to get in touch with Mike when he calls in. We're going to find out what jersey he want or whatever. So we're going to get it popping like that. So week 13, NFC, Atlanta's in. So there's 5 spots left, you know, for all you Giants and Cowboys and Packers and all that, all your fans, the Bears and all that. It's 5 spots left. AFC situation is 3 spots left. New England's in, Houston's in, Denver's in. So all you San Diego's and Pittsburgh's and Baltimore's and all that need to get it together. There's only 3 spots left in the AFC. Shout out to Miguel Cotto, man, who had a fight Saturday night. And Austin Trout did his numbers. I never heard of him. You know, he's from New Mexico. Shout out to New Mexico. And he did his thing. He put it on Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto was nice, but Austin Trout was, you know, he wasn't no slouch, and he wasn't backing up from what Cotto was doing. So, again, you got the mayor, GQ Power Sports, in the building. Want to get in touch with them Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I know they're feeling themselves right now, man. My man Slate, he hit me during the week. He was like, yeah, after the game, he was like, Charlie Batch from the dead. That was a good line. I like that. That was funny. So I told him I was going to shout him out. Definitely put that in the building, Charlie Batch from the dead. Because Charlie Batch did have a good game, like I told Kia last week. You know, it's because he has to get his burn. He's a veteran. He's going to do what he has to do. Either he's going to have a good game or he's not. You know, and you know, she was kind of like, you know, not really believing the hype about Charlie Batch, but he went there and did what he had to do. You know, and he got emotional after the game and things of that nature. But the Steelers, you know, they're never going to say die, but you got to give them their just due. But, you know, they did what they had to do. Now it's about, I guess, taking it one game at a time, because I don't know if they're going to actually catch Baltimore. But just, you know, getting it, you know, getting together. And hopefully, man, when they make the playoffs, you'd like to see Ben Roethlisberger at 100%. So I don't know if you want to really, you know, have him go hard body karate, because the playoffs are coming up, you know, and you do have a valuable backup in Charlie Batch. So I don't see why you really have to, you know, go hard body karate with Ben Roethlisberger knowing that the playoffs are coming up. So that's what that's about. And I'm trying to figure out what's up with Kobe Bryant. He wants to, you know, beat everybody up now, you know, and you know what you're going to. I don't think Kobe goes hard like that. I just think that, you know, he's relying on that, you know, he's Kobe Bryant thing. And I think that the Lakers never had a chance to get their thing together and gel. And I won't even go into the situation with Mike Brown, because that's old news now. But, you know, they're going to have to definitely, something's going to have to happen. You know, most likely probably by the trading deadline they'll do something. They'll add a piece or something. But I just think the Lakers are just being a regular team right now. And I didn't think that they would be who they're supposed to be until after, you know, the holidays anyway. You know, because that's when they get together and mesh. But, yeah, we got breaking news in the NBA. The New Orleans Hornets are going to change their nickname to, wait for it, the Pelicans. So the New Orleans Hornets are no longer going to be the New Orleans Hornets, probably as soon as next season, 2013-14. So what's going to happen most likely is the Charlotte Bobcats are going to probably go back to being the Charlotte Hornets with the same colors like when they had Larry Johnson, back in the days when they had Kendall Gill and Bobby Phills, rest in peace. So basically, it's going to be back to the Charlotte Hornets and the New Orleans Pelicans. So I don't know who came up with that name. I don't know. That one doesn't really ring no bells over here. The New Orleans Pelicans. So get used to it. I think their colors are going to be like red and blue or something like that. And the Charlotte Hornets are going to go back to their colors like the teal and purple. So that's what that situation is going down in the NBA. We'll have the NBA rankings probably after the holidays because we're just going to let everybody get into a flow. I don't want to make no predictions. You know what I mean? I just think, like, you can't win a championship after 10 games. So let them get, you know, let everybody get into a flow. Let some people come back from injuries. And since the Knicks were 7-0 a couple of weeks ago, they're 5-4. So, you know, they're coming back to life. So, I mean, coming back to the pack. You know what I mean? Just hopefully that they have a good season. I'm a Knicks fan. And I'm just looking at it from a reality point of view. They're a good team. So this is where I expect them to be. Are they a 60-win team? I don't know. 55? Most definitely. So a 55-win team should get you a home court advantage. So you should be one of the top four teams in the Eastern Conference. That's just how I'm looking at it. I'm not putting all my eggs in the basket after 10 games or whatever. 12-4, we've been winning some nice games. Carmelo's doing what he's doing. But when Amari Stoudemire comes back, that's when it's going to start to, you know, we're going to percolate. He says he wants to come off the bench. He's willing to do that. That's fine. We'll see. And if he's willing to do that and everything, you know, clicks, then we'll be rocking. We'll be all right. Because I don't see anybody really doing any dirt in the East Conference right now. Miami's doing what they're supposed to do. They're 12-3. They're supposed to be 12-3. You know what I mean? So us being 12-4 is a good look. And hopefully we can continue it, you know. And shout out to the Knicks, man, for doing their numbers. They're really, really surprising people. Hopefully they can keep it happening, and we could be talking about them, you know, from now until like the beginning of the summer. So once again, GQ Power Sports in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got my man, the Devastating Tito, on the way, and all of that. So again, shout out to my man Rob Garris. He's going to do his thing, making his pro debut on Saturday night. Also Saturday night is the Manny Pacquiao fight, Juan Manuel Marquez. You can call us up and let us know if you're going to get that fight. I don't see why, you know, you got to go through that for another, you know, for the fourth time. Hopefully it's going to be a good fight. I like Manny Pacquiao, you know, and I can wait till next week when they drop, you know, when it comes on HBO or whatever next week. I don't know how many people out there into baseball. I'm into baseball, hard body karate. I'm following it. They're having the winter meetings right now. The Boston Red Sox just signed Shane Victorino for $39 million. I don't know why, but they do what they do. I got Mike in the building. Mike, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
What's going on, man? What's
you,
good,
man? Hey, listen. I need before we get into a flow, man, you know you and Kia won the contest, so I got to get you whatever jersey that you want, you know what I mean? I got you covered. So you just let me know what jersey you want, what size you wear, whatever, and I got you.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely looking for that. Good looking.
Yeah, so what jersey you want? You want the Giants?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know that.
Who you want? And what color you want?
I want, they used to have it in blue and gray, right?
Blue and gray?
Yeah, it was the Giants. They used to have the Giants. I used to have one a while ago. I want that old color, blue and gray, son. It was the Giants in blue. I had the gray sweaty hoodie.
I'm not doing hoodies, man. You're making this difficult.
All right, so you know what? Listen, a choosy person is left choosy. Whatever you send me, as long as it's the Giants, I ain't mad at you.
What size you wear, man?
No, you trying to shout me out, son?
Nah, I'm trying to make it happen for you, my dude. I want you wearing, walking around looking young in your joint, you know what I'm saying?
Give me a 4X, dog.
Got you. Now, what jersey you want, man? Making this real difficult. I know that, man, but who you want? You want Victor Cruz? You want Eli? You want Pierre Paul?
I want Eli, man.
All right. I see how easy
Eli,
that was.
You know that.
Ting done.
You should know that.
Ting done. All right.
But you know what?
Yeah,
what
I know
you
y'all lost last night.
Talk about it, man.
Talk about it.
What do you think about that football player with his girlfriend?
I really don't want to get into that because it's not about the football player. It's about the girl, the story is the story. You know what I mean? He you know what I mean? I just think that it was real. I just can't, don't really have no really nothing nice to say, so I ain't gonna say nothing at all. And
all right,
you know, they celebrate
that.
The dude, you know what I mean, and push the girl to the back. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really believe in that. So we'll get into that probably in another time. But right now I got my man the Devastator Tito is in the building. What's good? Salute. Give applause, my man. What's good, my dude?
Yo.
Welcome to the bigger
what's
show,
up, man.
What's
yo,
good, baby? What's happening?
You. I appreciate you. First off, you already know, man. I just want to thank y'all, man, for giving me this platform, kid. You already know, so it's well appreciated. What's good, baby?
No doubt, man. You doing your thing, man. That's what it is, man. You know, I've been a fan from the biggest, from the door, man. So it's like for me, it's like wow. I'm like really just kicking the bobo to like mad people to my man. You know what I'm saying? We built at the Zulu anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Correct. So everything's everything. So I wanted to get your opinion, man. We here at Bigger Show, man. We just kicked the Willie Bobo on sports, and I really really appreciate you calling. And we're gonna get into a flow. So like, did you get to catch the fight over the weekend?
To be honest, man, I only seen a couple of highlights, man. Mm. You already know I'm disappointed because I'm a Miguel Cotto fan, big time.
Right.
You know?
I didn't want to, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big Miguel Cotto fan. I mean, but my thing is, like I said, man, I don't switch horses in the middle of the race. You know,
mm-hmm,
my dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my thing is also, I seen y'all talking and stuff, and I heard, you know, Hector Camacho name come up.
Right,
I don't know if
right,
you know,
right.
We're doing a tribute to him at the Team Fearless platform. You know, we're going to do
okay.
that on that Architect Hour thing, you know?
Okay.
So,
yes. So, yeah, talk about Team Fearless, man. What's going on? Shout out to Team Fearless, no doubt, man. Everybody over at Team Fearless, shout out. What's
Team
going on?
Team Fearless in the building. Yeah, we're going to do shout outs. You know I'm going to do shout outs. You know how I do it. But we ain't going to wait. We'll get into that later. More or less, as far as the Camacho thing, man,
mm-hmm,
a lot
mm-hmm.
of cats to me, you already know, man. I mean, we already know we lost one of the greats. But, I mean, to me, innovative style.
Right.
And Finesse Kid that he brought to the ring was incredible. And I know that they highlight stuff and it goes away. You get a couple of forum and mediums where it's like one or two or maybe three cats that really touch on it. But one, he came from my hood. He came from my hood. On the other side, like Spanish Harlem, you know, on the Lexington side and all of that.
Right.
He just put a lot in, man, and we want to give a lot back, you know. So we're going to try and interview. We got like around six boxers on deck, you know, and they're going to give their likes and everything that he brought to the game, you know, on their perspective of what Camacho meant to the game. So I really wanted to highlight all of his achievements, man. I know it's going to be hard because I'm looking at it, you know, 88 fights.
Right.
Two, 138 by way of knockout. Come on, man. He only lost six. There's no way that my dude should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Real
right,
talk.
Right. Right.
Real talk.
Respect. Yeah, because I remember, you know, Macho Camacho doing his thing, and it was just more about, more, it wasn't about the entrances into the ring and the flashiness. He had skills. He was nice.
Nice.
Like that. You know what I'm
nice.
Saying?
He just bought that. Like, he
yeah.
bought a show, dude. When you came to see Macho, yo, it was like you came for a performance at Madison Square Garden. Look. Where you like, all right, well, after this joint, my dude gonna get it in, you know, steps.
Yeah.
Like, it was so crazy, man. I was there as a young dude watching,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, you know, damn, that's one of the dudes, because I always like that. I mean, if you follow me, I always know one of them dudes want to run into that spotlight era, you know.
Mm.
When I seen him, I said, wow, that's an ill way.
Right.
You know, just the way he used to come in with the costumes and change up. But then when
yeah,
he got in the ring, it was
yeah.
all business.
Yep. Yep.
Like, all that yep. came up. All business, man.
Yo, let me hold you for 1 second. Kia, we got Kia on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Vicar Show. You with us? All right, no doubt. So, yeah, man, so, yeah, he bought everything, you know what I mean, the charisma, the flash, and backed it up. So it was, you know, everything, you know, how he went out, and I hope that the tribute, you know, comes off the way that it's supposed to come off, and I think that it will. But
no doubt. No doubt, but you think about it. I don't want to stay there, but I mean, come on, the De La Hoyas, come on, the Greg Hagans, Roberto Duran's, the Sugar
right.
Ray's.
Sugar
like,
Ray Leonard, that's
at,
right.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the lineups. Like, this dude
yeah.
wasn't fighting no bums. Like,
right, right.
You know, this dude was fighting whoever came in the joint. Like, it wasn't no, yo, run around, dude. The cat was about his business, man.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt.
So when you was going, I cut you off. No, I cut you off.
Nah, I just
man.
Wanted
I
to get. I wanted you to get
dude.
Into.
Yeah.
No doubt, it's all good. I wanted you to get into, you know, team what Team Fearless is doing. I definitely wanted to talk about the book Gemini, man. Your book. Oh my goodness, yo, yo.
You had it.
I'm reading it.
I'm reading it
right now, my dude.
Okay.
And it's like, and I'm gonna tell you straight up. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Word is bond. It's like I had to read the lines. Like I had to go back and read it because it's like I'm reading it. And it's like I'm reading a rhyme, so I'm reading it in a rhythm. So I'm catching myself, and I'm like, oh snap! And I didn't know some stuff that I didn't know. You know what I mean? I'm up to the part where just got to the part where y'all had went to Sugar Hill.
And was with
Sylvia Robinson, you know what I mean? Respect,
yeah.
you know,
much respect to Sylvia
yeah.
too, man. Much respect to Sylvia. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you're looking in the book and you did the, even if you just like scroll through my pages, man. She was one. She left an impression, man, and that's why she made the book, man. She had a really good way of finessing and really polite. Understood the business fully is what I'm going to say and knew how to get results. You understand from that. So we was just part of that stop on our journey to getting the deal.
No doubt.
So I mean,
no.
yeah.
Let me hold you for 1 second. I got Kia on the line. Kia, you with us?
I'm with y'all.
All right, no doubt. What up, Kia? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Yo, big homie, what up? You with us? You out there?
What's up, baby?
All right, what's good, big homie? Welcome to the Bigger Show. I got the Devastator Tito on the line with me, man.
What's Tito? What he do?
Yo, what up, baby? What's good?
Ain't nothing. What you promoting?
Well, I got my book out right now, and I got, you know, I'm coming out with this Team Fearless thing, man. I've been doing the Legends joint now I'm doing an annual. I started doing it every 4 months, but I want to give a little break, basically, to myself and try and recoup. And try and regather everything because I want the right cats and the elements to go along with what I'm doing. I just don't want to put a show together just because I have access to some of the pioneers and architects.
Oh, you're talking about a rap?
Of rap, correct.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I missed the good old days when we had the new music seminar down at Palladium and all that shit. I missed those days, yo.
Watch it, dude. It's not like that.
Yeah. Palladium. Wow, my dude. Like, that was the 80s, baby. Yeah,
no
Palladium.
Question. I'm an 80s joker. I was moving around real official in the 80s, yo.
Mm.
Studio 54,
yeah.
The whole nine, yo.
There you go. We got our first shot up in that joint. That was, I think that was New Year's Eve. We did Studio 54. I want to say 83. I'm not sure, but I'm telling my age crazy right now. But yeah, you know, it was back in that early era. We did the Barnes International. That
uh-huh,
now that you're talking
uh-huh.
about those venues, you know, that kind of joint. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was the good old days. That's the
yeah.
80s days where
it was
cash,
really, really
where,
popping.
You went cash with rhyme, but it wasn't about what you had.
Yeah.
Or being the biggest and the baddest. It was just about rhyming it
mm-hmm.
and keeping it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's,
I mean?
That's right. It was a lot
Without.
Of concepts. It was concept
and
music and party. Yeah.
And another real thing about back then, though, back in the 80s, right around that time, from 83 to like 88, those were the most officialist drug dealers in the world. And we had no problems in
yeah.
the parties.
Mm.
I know. I mean, I've seen some stuff. I can't really comment on that, but I mean,
right.
I've seen a couple of things.
It's not like it is today, where you got Drake and Chris Brown in clubs throwing bottles and stuff. Dudes is in the club making hundreds of thousands of dollars breaking bread.
That's right.
I got T on the line. Yo, T, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, T? What's going on?
Just calling in to show some love and support.
No doubt. I got the devastating Tito on the line with Tito. What's good?
Everything is good, baby. I'm just listening to y'all. I mean, I'm having fun. It sounds like the merry-go-round right now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's good money. Yeah, that's good money. Yeah.
That's what it is, sure. My dude. We pop it off. So, yo, get a little bit into your flow about what you were saying about the days up in Sugar Hill, because that's where I was at when I was reading the book Gemini, man. On that part, you was dealing with Miss Robinson.
Okay. Well, I mean, first off, let me just say the Gemini, the intro to it, you know, this is my first time out, so I mean, this is all new to me. I'm a new author, and I don't know, from where you at right now, I can see that you gathered kind of the writing style of it, you know. So
yeah, definitely.
If you was to compare it, the way it's written, the writing style is more influenced by like the Iceberg Slims and the Donald Goins. Mm-hmm. So what I tried to get across was those three components that I got in the book, which was fiction. I know you read into that already. You got the screenplay, and then you got the writing style that I use, which was basically, you know, I touch on my personal hardships and my triumphs in my life.
No doubt.
Yeah, so all of that, where you at with Sylvia, is one of the parts where things was about to go, you know, like, we just lost, like, one of the biggest deals. We just came off of rocking it. You know, one of these
big, huge
records, man, and had all of the fame, no fortune. You know, so what other cats seen from the outside was that we was a well-established group who, to them, may have been, you know, star status and financially stable. We wasn't. So when we met her, she had sent, if I'm right, I want to say Joey. She sent Joey to Apollo, where we was to meet with him. He came and picked us up. He took us to, I think that was Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
Englewood.
Okay.
Englewood. Yeah. And she treated us like kings, dude. I was surprised totally. She invited us into our house, real hospitable, gave us everything that we didn't get. We didn't get that love, you know, on the other side. You know, on the other side, it was whatever. But she showed us something else, so we was intrigued by it. And I honestly wanted to sign until the paperwork came in.
Right.
You understand? Because I don't know if you read in the book yet, she slid us $100.
Yeah. I read it. Yep.
She slid us $100 a piece on some you know, whatever y'all need. Here, go get you something to eat. You know, and I'm looking at I thought it was like maybe $10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it, I was like, yo, this is $100. And I asked everybody's like, yo, what you got?
Right.
Said, yo, I got $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we looking at it, you know, we was impressed. It ain't no doubt, but the contracts are saying different. You understand?
Right.
I mean, we read through it, and then we had a couple of our affiliates and family that was already signed.
Right.
And they kind of gave us that leadway, like, yo, well, this is what's really going on.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
if you
mm-hmm.
take that shot, you're taking it. You're not taking it in the dark.
Right. Right.
You know,
okay.
You know, we gave you a little, we enlightened you a little bit, so if you jump into that joint with the alligators, that's on you.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where that came from, you know, that Sylvia joint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as the book itself, I mean, if you're reading, I mean, you got a lot of joints. I mean, personally, you got my brother's death and you got my sister's death. Big things in my life, you know what I'm saying? And you got the kid who's kind of like, I'm lost in the joint for a minute because I don't understand the consequences of losing somebody of that stature. You know, so you kind of, damn, this used to be the dude, used to like kind of guide me through stuff.
Okay.
So I'm looking for my little place up in the joint, and as I find, you know, I got to make way. I got to break all of that, yo. I got you know, and throw it to the side. So what I did was I built my own wall. You understand?
Right.
So I started coming up on some other stuff and just watching everything. I was more observant. I always was a listener, and I never hung with cats my age.
Right.
So every time I was in a circle, I was gaining knowledge and more knowledge. I couldn't even mess with my age group because they wasn't on my level.
Okay.
And I thank all my dudes who had the you know, they had a little respect for little homie, like, yo, little shorty down, you know, he ain't about that. Like, you
right.
can have him around, we good money. He ain't selling nothing, you know, whatever he sees is what he sees, pay it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was happy that they gave me that platform, and I was able to kind of, like, steer straight and stuff, you understand? Outside
yeah.
of my personal life, I was able to get where I needed to go. So anybody looking to see, anybody that's looking to get a good read out of it, and I'm going to say a good read because it's personal. One, it's, you got fiction in there, it's a good story, and it's the first time, it's a rarity that you have, you know, a screenplay up in that joint. You know,
right,
it's kind of
right,
interesting
yeah.
going back and forth with the character.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you got the detectives.
Netto, yeah, the detectives, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, the back and forth, but the precinct
mm-hmm.
joint is kind of, it's ill. I mean, it's
right.
situated, it's a nice writing style, man, and you got the emotional joints up in there, but then you got that aggressive style of reading, so it puts
mm-hmm.
you back to the street format.
Right.
So
that's
you're
right.
good, yeah. However you look at it, I got something for every reader in this. And once again, you know I'm gonna plug me up. You know I'm gonna plug me up. It's www.teamfearless.org. That's the website, and you can cop the book from that joint.
www.
Come on, talk to me, baby. Yeah, www.teamfearless.org.
All right, so yeah, we got the Devastator. Tito is in the building with
the
man.
I'm in the building, baby.
GQ Power Sports holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Kia, you with us still?
Yeah.
All right, so you got anything you want? How you feeling about Charlie Batch right now?
Mayor, could you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
No, I want to ask Tito a question.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
All right, Tito, let me ask you a question. What made you actually start to want to write a book instead of, you know, proceeding in the music industry, you know, furthering in the music industry?
Oh, I'm still in the entertainment business. I'm still doing music. It's just under that entertainment umbrella. Like, see, my thing is that I'm bigger than just, I'm bigger than just music, you know, and I want to kind of spread myself out there in every forum of entertainment. I don't want to be like, I'm one of them dudes that I don't really want to stay in one, like me, if I learn something, I'm one of them dudes, like, I get into something, I learn it, I try and master it, and I keep moving. And if I don't master it, I'm damn good at it. Like,
this is what
I try and do. I don't want to stay in a circle where cats peg me as, yeah, that's that hip-hop dude from 1980. Like, yeah, that's the 80s dude. Like, that's not me. I ain't never been one-dimensional. I always wore, like, a whole bunch of different hats. And from the beginning, if you looking through my book, and the Gemini joint, it tells, like, even as a rapper, from the graffiti era, I went from the graffiti era to the, you know, that dancing era. I missed that joint because I always had two left feet. But the other joint was that we went from that to the music. And once OC put me into the music, I was on the rap shit, carrying crates and doing all kind of other stuff. And then I started trying my hand at DJing. Like way back then. So I always wanted to do more of whatever was going on. I wasn't just in there dancing. I was in there dancing, learning. I'm watching, I'm observing, I'm taking stuff with me home. It's a lot of dudes that influenced me back in that, you know, in that era. So that's why I would be doing them an injustice if I stopped at what people know me for, which is rap, which is coming from a pioneering group like the Fearless Four.
No doubt.
We was also, and it's dated, it's documented, you know, we're the first rap group ever signed to a major label. You understand? And as a Puerto Rican rapper, it was a little harder for me, Hispanic dude, for me to make it out there because it wasn't
wow.
really set up for me to get in. So I had to be lyrical in order to get in and stand out outside of being Hispanic. I mean, that game there taught me so much, dude. It kind of moved me into knowing and acknowledging everybody else's accomplishments and their achievements and their flow patterns and how they rock crowds. You know, I just took it all in, dude. I was one of them dudes that took it all in. To answer your question, though, I could give you an array of different answers, but more than anything, I was never one dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got a question.
Sure.
I haven't read the book, but I'm going to look at the book. I heard you mention Donald Gullett. I'm a big fan of his.
I'm sorry. So, say that again.
Donald Gullett, I heard you say you compare your writing to him. Are you...
No, not compare. Influence.
So was he an inspiration? Do you influence by his writing? Because he is a hell of a writer.
He's a genius. He's a genius. Yes.
Everything
when it comes to that.
Every book he written, can nobody say it wasn't good?
Oh, no. I love everything that Donald has brought to the table. The Iceberg Slims, all of them. I mean, from El Dorado Red, I mean, to the Black Girl Lost, to, it's just so much crazy, ill, gangster. I mean, it's this crazy joint. Like, he was one of them dudes who was able to put situations in which I can relate to, stuff that I would be able to grasp. It wasn't too far from me. And that's why I love his style of writing, because it was something I can read. I'm not a reader. So for me to sit there and read books, it's crazy, because I don't have I don't retain stuff. It's hard for me to retain a lot of the work if I'm not interested in the work, how you say, the author or who's writing it. If it's a style
or whatever subject matter
you're reading, I'm running from it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm running from it. So he intrigued me.
We want a rare writer you can never get bored with his writing.
Because
he didn't
write for everybody else. He wrote for, you know what I mean? He wrote in a language that he knew cats from, you know, who was going to understand. Not talking over nobody's head. He's talking straight to you in his book.
That's right.
I think they're so influential, and they really, you know, to this day, you know, somebody's, you know, just reading it or put somebody on to Donald Goins, because, you know, it's timeless. Definitely relate to it. It's not something like, I got to get into it. Like you said, you know, you're going to have to read something that's going to hold your attention. And if you read that, you can relate to it, and you can definitely, you know, put yourself in a situation, and it's like, I got to see what happens next. It's
You don't want to put it down. Like,
that's
just want to keep reading. And a lot of authors don't do that to me, man. I put the books down. Like, you start reading, you hear about it, but I'm not one of them cats that want to wait, you know, and went in the suspense and all that. And just, man, I want
to
get it the way I see it happen in the streets.
No doubt.
You know, good. Roy Green has I'm a reader. I'm in Brooklyn. A lot of times, if you go to book, Roy Green has a nice. He writes almost similar to Donald Gordon. It's hard to find a writer like Donald Gordon, but Roy Green is that way. Anything Roy Green writes, I'm running to the library, because I don't like the little nooks. I still go to the library. I still love the feel of the book. I can't buy that handheld to the library.
That's hot, Tia. His name is Roy what?
Roy Green.
You got to speak up, because you're breaking up. Like, you can't understand what you're saying.
Roy Green.
Ray Gray or Gordon? Ray Gordon?
No, Roy. Roy Green.
Roy Glenn?
Yeah, Roy Glenn.
Roy Glenn.
Gotcha.
No doubt. GQ Palace Sports in the building, man.
I'm definitely going to check that shit.
646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in the conversation. I got my man, the Devastating Tito, in the building, talking about his book. Man, Team Phyllis is in the house one more time. And we going in. So, yeah, man. So, like, again, with the book, man, it's definitely an easy read, man, and I'm very interested, and I find myself just going, I gotta read. Like I said, I was up to that part right there, and I've seen that part where they split you, like, everybody in the group $100 and see how the group materialized. And I know Mr. Troy
from the Disco 4 was, you know, original, you know, one of the cats that, you know, I was running with in the beginning, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, basically he showed me a lot of the other side, like the Sapphire Crew and all of that, because I used to be from Claremont, more west side towards the river. And, you know, I went over to 8th Avenue and Drew Hamilton. He used to take me through all the spots that Donald D., God bless the dead, one of the greats. And Beast Fats and them, and Greg, you know, Greg G., you got Cool G., you got Country, you got
right.
Ronnie C.
No
you
doubt.
Know, he used to bring me
that
around.
That was my joy.
Yeah, he used to bring me around all of
them. The disco record. Yippee-yi-yo,
oh.
Greg G's on the go. That was my joint right there. Now, shout out to the district.
Wow,
man.
Wow.
That was my joint, man. What?
Wow.
Stop playing.
You know, those was memories, kid. Yo,
yeah.
At that point, actually, I think his magic was out, and they came out. I like the country rock and
oh, man,
country
that
rock
was the joint
back.
Right there. What?
Yeah, because they used the black brass. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm telling you. That joint killed, yo. Oh, for real.
Yo, what's crazy about this, I remember one time they came out on stage, and if I'm right, they came off, it may have been Broadway International, I'm not sure. They came on off of the Michael Jackson joint. The Walk On. Remember that joint? Walk On. And they was doing steps to the joint.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I said, yo, this is crazy, man, the way they was putting it together. Because now it seemed we was doing steps, but it seemed like they was turning it more into, you remember how Blue Magic and Stylus and them used to step and all of that?
Right.
So I know, you know, we got our influence. I mean, we was like big,
like the synchronized,
great influences from all the R&B groups, you know, because you had to get something from somewhere. I don't care if people see I made it up now. Nah, you know, I wasn't influenced by nobody. Knock it off.
Lying. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It was big. That's why I said I always give props. I always gotta give props to all of the cats that open these doors for us. I mean, you got to think about it, man. How many artists, though, in different segues and open up so many platforms for us to be where we at right now? I mean,
that's
and
right.
all know we opened up, you know, the from let's say from the infancy stages, basically, from the infancy stages of hip hop to
right.
now.
Right.
Do you see how much evolution? I mean, it's crazy evolution. Being that the content, like me, I may not be totally in agreement with the content, but you know what?
Definitely.
They successful. They successful, and they're pushing the music further and further. And you don't have to, like I said, at the end of the day, it's art. You know, I don't particularly like all the art, but I mean, I gotta keep. I'm happy for those who's just keeping that segue open. It's a platform for us, and even though that's not the music, like there's gonna be a point where these artists actually won't be, you know, allowed to perform in certain venues. That's not what I want to do. I like the heavy D style or stuff.
Right.
I can do all of the new stuff. I can. There's no doubt I can do that all day long. But I like the heavy D style. I like for somebody to be able to play the joint without the curses.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And you could let your little kids listen, and you can let, you know, your grandma and all of them listen too. Same,
I just think that even going, like, you know, from cats like back then, you know, with, you know, you guys, you know, shout out to Mike C, DL Beast, Peso, OC, Crazy Eddie, the whole Fearless man, to Cold Crush, everybody. You enjoyed wanted to listen to them. These cats right here, it's kind of a situation where they're stuck in what they're gonna be. They can't, for them to do a show that involves no person or, you know, kids in the audience, it's like, yeah, it's pressure on you. If you're an MC, you won't go rock in front of anybody, 18 to 80. You curve your show to your audience.
That's right.
You curve your show to your audience. And that, I think that's the difference between, you know, they don't even want to do it. It's about, so it's the dollar sign is number one with them anyway. So, but
well,
I think
one,
that a lot of the connection, that's where it's no connection no more.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think one more, I mean, right now I think, like, they rebelling like crazy, Mm-hmm. I mean, anything that we doing, like our generation, they want to stay so far away from. They so busy trying to run away from something that was good. Like, you don't have to change the content. You could still be ill, lyrical,
right,
and not have to, you know, use profanity. Or degrading stuff.
Right.
You can still be ill. I mean, you got the Nas's, you got
plenty of examples.
Quali, mm-hmm. You got mm-hmm. the most.
Andre 3000.
You know,
shout out to
B-Sack. Andre 3000 for sure. I mean, yo, you got all of, and I say this, the backpack rapper crowd. Yo, them dudes is ill. Like
yeah.
They got some ill stuff. They underground because nobody's playing their stuff, but they
mm-hmm.
these dudes is crazy, man. Mad respect to them, man.
Shout out to Poison Pen, Sway Sever. Word up. But yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, that's why it's really important for cats like, you know, yourself, man. And, you know, still, you know, you got a voice, man. And it's never going nowhere. So regardless of how much they want to, you know, turn around and act like we don't have nothing to do with what they're doing, that's them. We're still going to do it and still rock shows and still, you know, get that crowd reaction like ain't nothing ever changed. You know what I mean? And like you just said, that they're going to turn around and make the game where we can't get no venues and no shows for fear of whatever this, you know, whatever's been going on.
Well, and it's what it is. It's what it breeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it breeds. It breeds the negativity, and you don't want that. Some club owners are run from that. Some big venues, like, they don't want it there because it's going to breed negativity. It's
right.
You know, we want to try and kind of outdo what they think we're worth. Like, come
mm-hmm.
on, man. We worth a lot more than what they pegging us out to be, man. Because one or two or maybe, I don't know, maybe three or four rappers, however it is, that's doing what they do, man. I don't knock nobody for them. Everybody got to do what they got to do to eat. I'm just saying. I mean, if we want to keep crossing over, like, to get that music and that money that we talking about we don't get, we got to try and also change up a little bit. I'm not saying, I'm not no preacher, I ain't preaching. I'm just saying this is something that we going to need to do. And it helps out what's going on in our communities.
Right.
And it changes some of the environment also, because you're not hearing everybody talking about one thing.
Right.
So you got different concepts. Like, all my respect goes out to all my pioneers, all the architects that put
everybody,
it in, from the DJs, looking to the promoters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all those cats who even, I don't care if it was a segue for them to make money, they still put us in, and they gave
right.
us a platform for us to be heard. So respect
no
to them also.
No doubt.
You
man,
understand?
No doubt, man.
I mean, Team Fearless is about paying homage. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, yo.
Yeah, talk about Team Fearless a little bit.
Yeah, from all my photographers who gave me a platform out there, from the Irvin Pattons to the Sean Dews to the Mike the Rock to the Mings to the JD Stars, to all these cats who put me in the media outlets, from the just give me the mic, you know, from all of these all
right,
of
shout
these
out
different
to Deborah Coco Slater.
Yeah, when I first
yeah,
started
no
coming
doubt.
Back, you know, you gotta give props with props is due. So
mm-hmm.
you know, the Cold Coffee Crew, all these
no doubt, shout out,
that,
no doubt,
that gave, you know, platform where I could, you know, I could post stuff, where I could get media stuff, you know, to cats like Silver Fox, who's big, heavy into the media, who he's everywhere, you
right.
know, and he props us out and pulls up everywhere, Brother Ron. From, you know, my crew.
Yeah,
okay,
applaud that right there.
I'm just saying, outside, from my Stacey Boucher, the 18, 18
shout
bar.
Out, no doubt, 18,
you
18
understand?
In the building, no
Daniel.
Doubt.
Like, real
right.
talk, and I mean everything.
No doubt.
Like, you talking Gemini the book, we talking about hip-hop memoirs.
Mm.
So there's a whole list of books coming behind Tito. You
okay.
know, so my Gemini book is just really, I think I'm the second leg.
Okay.
And then you got, like, you got Hollywood, you got CBD, you got Raheem, you got all of these other, like, big, to me, I'm a
mm-hmm.
fan of this
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the music and the books that's coming out with these artists' stories on it. So
right.
definitely stay tuned to that, man. And once again, shout out to Kumo D, who did the intro on my joint, from Tick Supreme, you know, who did the outro on my joint. You know, okay. Dapper Dan's in here. Dapper Dan don't really talk about nobody, you know, and I give him a big shout out, family man, and I gotta say, I think it's like I think Curtis Blow, Special Ed, shout out to Special Ed, gave me a shout. Crazy Eddie did a Divine Course Master OC. I can have a list of people, but I ain't going, you know, on
the. You got the floor. You got the floor. It's going down, no doubt, man.
Yeah.
I'm just like kind of like, you know, honored to have you, man. You know what I mean? So the floor is yours, man. You know, whatever you got to do is the outlet for you.
All right, I want to finish thanking my dudes. Red Alert, you understand?
No
doubt. Lord Finesse, Big Daddy King, Mark the 45 King. You know, you got cats like who dudes might know just from industry, Awanda Booth. Which was Epic Vice Prez, you know, Starbuck Wild, DJ Premier, Greg Nice and Smooth. You know, like, all these cats, you know, put it down for me and let cats know basically what I meant to the game and the type of dude that I was coming up in the game. So, you'll see, like I said, man, in a lot of ways, dude, I always been a cat that I've been kind of humble. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen cats that came before me that laid it down for me, so I don't wear this badge of honor like, yo, I can't nobody mess with me. I'm this dude. I'm doing this and that and other, man. I'm about trying to move people forward, man. I ain't about trying to stagnate nobody. I ain't no crab in a bucket mentality, dude. But I tell you what I do. When I do something, I do it big. Like, I like to go out and I like to get it done. I don't want to just get in it. If I gotta just be a part of it, I don't want to be a part.
Right.
I want to make it work. I want to give it 110, or else I want to be out of it. That's what I'm bringing to the table. Like, that's what Tito is.
No doubt, man. Respect that, man. I really appreciate you coming through, man. And
again,
man, what's your website, man? Get that out there.
My website is www.teamfearless.org. www.teamfearless.org. And we got a lot of venues coming up, dude. Before I bounce out, we're doing the Legends 3. Me and Biz Markie is putting together this whole Hip Hop Legends Part 3 joint with my dude, Chaneo. And all my visual on my Architect Hour shows and stuff like that, I got to thank my dude 18 Bars for putting together the visual, the
no
video
doubt,
part
shout
of it.
Out. No
and,
doubt.
And a lot of photography work he's been putting in lately, man. And I also got my hands on that camera now, man. I told you I don't stand still. I'm doing some of everything, man. So shout out to all my
dudes. I'm going to need you to shoot me soon, man.
Oh, all day long.
No
all
doubt.
Day long. You already know what it is. But my biggest thing, like I said, is everybody, like you, my dude, you know, GQ, radio, giving me a platform. You know, I told you to the Stacey Boucher, to the Yours Radio joint. It's, yo, dude, I don't want to sit here and take up time propping everybody out. 18, big shout out. You know, 18 Bars again. I don't want to be redundant. All y'all dudes know I got love for y'all, my pioneers, my architects, all those dudes who influenced me and all those cats that gave me a platform, man. I love y'all.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, man, coming through, man. You know, that Devastating Tito's in the building, man. Team Fearless, get at them, man. Everything's everything. Love is love. You got the mayor in the building. GQ Palace Sports, man, is popping off. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. And we're going to slide it back to what's going on in the field. Mike, you still with us, man?
Yes, sir. I am still here.
Kia, you still with us?
No, I'm here.
All right, so what would you get ready to say before Tito was talking? What would you get ready to say about the Steelers? What you think about Charlie Batch now? How do you feel about him? Because last week I was trying to tell you, but you know, he did what he was supposed to do. Either you was going to get the bad or you was going to get the good. He did enough to do what he did to win the game. You know what I mean?
No,
you didn't say that, but you know, you was kind of like, you didn't believe in him too much now. Come on now. I was there.
I didn't believe in him?
Then your boy Charlie Batch.
Who? Say that again?
I
Okay. All right.
The
mic. Huh?
Yeah. I don't hear a word she is saying.
I don't hear what she's saying anyway either. But yo, Mike, man. So again,
I'm sorry. I said, why would I believe it? Why would I believe? You know what, Mike? You didn't even say nothing with the way your Giants got me. Don't even open your mouth.
Get at him about that.
Nothing. But you know what, Mike? I don't even think you are a real football fan. I don't even think you are a real Giant fan. I can't believe you. Don't even open your mouth. The only time I want you to open your mouth when y'all beat the Ravens for us.
You know what?
I guess now you're in the doing favors business.
Let me explain something to you. I don't care what
you're
doing.
Right.
I'm going
to
always be a Giants fan.
Right.
You know what you should do since you won that jersey, you need to get a Giant jersey and stop playing.
Boom!
That's what you need to do.
I need to do what?
You need to get that Giant jersey and stop playing.
You know
since
why?
You won it.
You know what, though? It's all good. It's all good. We invite that over here at After Club Review. We invite a little tenacity in the building.
You know our new name for you is No Substance Mike. No Substance Mike. That's our new name. Everything on your mouth has no substance and no bearing.
Oh, man. You can't trust us. Taking it back to CB4.
I know you. I know who you are. I know what you look like. I know where you at, Kia.
Foley. You don't know your quarterback name? Nick Foley.
Listen,
listen, I love them, but I done lost all contact.
I see.
Dude, I told you I burned him last week.
You say
so,
yo, word is bug. I lost all contact. I done forgot his name.
Listen, I had the funeral. I don't remember these people.
Yeah, right, right, right. You had the funeral. So what
but
you
I mean,
so as an Eagle
good,
as an Eagle
though.
Fan? Oh yeah, we played you this week.
Yeah, I
played. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh, because you know what?
What's that?
It's the, they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Let me repeat that. The 10-year anniversary of when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
please.
Won the
please.
Super Bowl. Can I get some applause for that, please?
Please.
It was 10 years ago.
That, don't give
Tampa Bay
applause,
Buccaneers
please.
Won the Super Bowl.
Please.
You know,
you,
who we beat? You know who we beat?
No,
you know who we beat to get? You know who we beat to get into the Super Bowl, right?
Oh.
You know, T. T, you know.
Well, you know, y'all got to get spanked then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all
and
locked
you know
the
what?
Eagles.
At the
thank
end
you
of
for
the
you
day,
know allowing us to thank y'all to get our Super Bowl ring.
I want to say this, and may no might not nobody believe me.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day and at the end of the game, at the end of the season, Giants going to take a butt kicking from the Eagles. Trust and believe me.
Oh, you better watch your mouth. They're already
trust
dead.
And believe me.
What, they're gonna
because
the
they're hungry.
Jason
they're
and
hungry.
The Eagles? What is this?
I don't think the Eagles want it no more. They're ready for the season to be over.
Come on, Michael Myers and the Eagles. Get out of here.
That just because they're going to beat the butt.
Oh, Lord, here we go, another one.
You know, brother, let me tell you something.
Michael Myers, here we go.
I'm mad.
We got the Pittsburgh Suffolk, and we got Michael Myers and the Eagles.
What are you calling
I don't know
what
to do no more.
You know, you sound like that guy. You sound like just like that guy, whoever voted, whoever betted against the Steelers, talking about, oh, yeah, they lost money in that game, too, because you know what? Everybody thought the Ravens were going to win that game. You know what?
You know what you're going to do? I'm going to leave it like this.
No, you know, Mike, sit down.
I'm going to tell you like this. You know what y'all got? Like, devastating shit on the Steelers. What was it? Palms of the world? That's what y'all got. Palms of the world. Okay? Because you know what? Y'all sit there and y'all talk all that. But soon as your team lose, you want to whine like a little girl.
Just like y'all.
You know what? Y'all need to just
please,
cut it out.
Please.
Cut it out.
I'm the same way year round.
I heard that the Giants fans had a worry.
Yo, we gotta get some decorum going on here. Hold up, wait a minute. We gotta get some decorum going on here.
I have to put you on timeout.
Explain nothing, Mike. Explain what?
Well, now I hear loud and clear now.
Explain that everything that comes out your mouth means nothing, non-substance, just like a wrestling match.
No, y'all tone me out, but I had no domestic squabbles on my air.
But you know what?
Add to the tape, add to the other show on Thursday night or something.
They wear one Super Bowl, they wear one Super Bowl.
Ain't no Thursday
night. Oh, that is getting me.
let me intervene.
I'm gonna play traffic cop. We got GQ Power Sports in the building, man. I don't know if you might have tuned in and thought it was like WWE going down, but nah, we got GQ Power Sports in the building, man. I want to shout out the devastating Tito, man. Team Fearless, man. Fearless Four came through, man. You know, man, dropped it real heavy, man. I appreciate him for coming through, man. And you got to get a hold of his book. It's called Gemini, man. I'm reading it right now, and it's very, very good read. I like that. But Mike, man, again, you're not gonna get away. You're not getting away, my dude. So
what happened to your Giants
last night?
I'm gonna stand strong for my Giants. That's how I do. I'm gonna stand strong for them. You understand?
That's fine. Nobody's questioning your loyalty to your team.
Like I said, brother,
I'm asking you to explain what happened last night.
I wanted him to say all the penalties
that was thrown. It's all right. They was more.
Please.
Please.
Let me ask you this question.
Hold on. Go ahead, ask him.
What happened with JPP? He couldn't even cover on a G3. That's what I'm
saying. He wasn't feeling good.
He wasn't feeling good.
He had a stomach virus.
JPP wasn't feeling good?
Yeah.
He had a stomach virus. They still put him in.
Stomach virus?
Yeah, okay.
He had an RG3 virus. That's what he had.
Exactly. Exactly. They were all out of breath.
He had a Pierre Garçon virus. That's what he had. You
all
know?
Out of breath. Look like a bunch of old age guys.
I just think, Mike, that I think that you need to really think about the stuff that you're getting into, because it's about to get real in the field for the Giants.
Yes.
And I don't know, man. That a game like that, you should have won. You should have won that game.
I don't care what y'all say.
Huh?
I don't care what y'all say about the Giants.
But
Who got next?
I want Mike to tell me who the Giants are.
He don't know. Yeah, no idea, probably. Cue the Jeopardy music, please. As Mike tries to figure out who the Giants play next.
Let me say something to y'all.
Mike!
Y'all sit up there. What you want, G?
Hold on, T. Welcome to Change the Subject, starring Mike.
I heard somebody saying yo. Who that say yo?
Yeah.
Yo, that's me. Yo, that's Tito. I told y'all, man, on the sports, man. I told y'all I'd be back. Y'all just ain't know it was that soon.
That's what it is. Tito's back in the building. Tito back in the building after further review. GQ Palace Sports, man. Had to come back, man.
You're
we're getting it in right now, my dude. It's going down.
I'm hearing y'all. Y'all going in.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to touch on if it was a benefit joint that they do, man. It's in Jersey. We do it. It's been for 10 years right now.
Okay.
The Power Ministries been doing it. The Power Ministries, and it's it's an annual toy giveaway. It's not Toys for Tots, because that's what the Marines and all of them do, but it's an annual toy giveaway, and it's at Jersey City in Currywood New Project. I'll give you the rest of the information as I get it, because I don't know the exact. I think it's in the it's like a community room out there.
Okay.
But, I get that, but it's the Power Ministries who's giving it. It's an annual toy giveaway. Everything is, you know, you ain't got to go in there and pay, bring your kids or whatever. It's in Jersey City, and it's in a project. It's in the new development that they did. Terry Woods used to be a project. They tore that joint down, and they got a new establishment there now.
True. Okay.
So it's a whole new joint, all right?
Okay.
That's what I wanted to touch on, man. Nah, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for the forum, baby.
No doubt, man.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Can I get Mike to answer my question?
You too, my dude. Appreciate you. Peace. Go ahead, T.
Can I get Mike to answer my question?
No question, T.
Yeah.
Who
the Giants play next? I don't give a damn who they play next.
Hey.
It's a simple question,
my dude. It's okay. It's all right.
I don't care who they play next. My thing is whether they win or lose. Now, T, let me ask you a question. Okay? Since
you don't answer a question with a question.
I already answered my question. I already said I don't care who they play. So now my thing is to ask Miss T, since she want to get on the sports and talk like she Miss Sportsy and everything over here.
Okay.
Can I ask her a question, ma'am?
Yes, go ahead, man.
Who's your
wide receiver
on your team?
Man.
Look at that.
He's dead too. They dead. They're dead. Okay. How many times
okay,
are they
well,
trained?
Okay, I just want to know because you want to sit here and ask me questions. You know.
Wanted to know. I know who they play.
She didn't want to know. She wanted to know if you knew.
Exactly. So she want to try to make it seem like I know my team when
but
she's playing.
But that's a legitimate question, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so who's the wide receiver?
You raised your voice. I never heard you raise your voice. Like, wait a minute. Don't hurt that. Watch it now.
Not such a Mike.
But it's all good, though, Mike, man.
Let me tell you what I had to do today. This is exactly what I do, because exactly what these guys do when they come in your office. You know what they do? If I come in late, you know how I know? I already know the Giants folks, their doors are closed. You know what I go in my office again? I get these little post-it thing that I have. It's like a square, and I put up there, behind this door lies the Giants for a loser. So I put that on the door, and everybody come by and sign this little paper. And then when they go to the door, they see all this stuff all over their door. Because you know what? They go behind those doors because they pissed about their loss last night. But all the week, last week, they reminded me about the Cleveland Browns loss. I don't know. One thing about me, you throw it to me, I'm going to throw it right back in the book. Well, my throwing back is going to punch and knock me down. You're throwing at me, it's going to hurt me. I'm not worried about that.
Hold on, Kia. We got Malcolm on the line. We got Malcolm on the line. Malcolm, welcome to the bigger show, my dude. What's good?
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing, man? Hope everybody got a nice Thanksgiving and everything.
Yeah, man.
Good to hear from everybody. How's everything?
Everything's good, my dude. What's up with you and your neck of the woods?
What's our subject today? How good the Giants doing?
Hey, man, we was talking to Mike, and Mike got a little bit out of character, man. You know how
really?
He's calm, cool, and collected. Mike is usually cooler than the fan, my dude. Asked him about the Giants. Oh, my God. He turned green on his life. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
I just want my jersey. Give me my jersey.
Hey, I got you covered, my dude. You just gotta figure out who plays on the Giants.
And get Kia her Giant jersey.
You gotta figure out who played for the Giants.
Hey,
you know what jersey you want.
Squeak went out this week. They got a lucky win.
Yeah, man.
They got a gift.
Like I said, you know, these nonsense people up on here are lucky win. Now, we won that game. You have a dumb lucky win.
Oh, if Flacco don't fumble that ball, the game's over. They basically gave you the game. Because it ain't like, what's the quarterback name? The old man.
What about?
It ain't like Charlie Batch was lighting them up.
Please.
He gave you a gift.
Whatever.
Damn. Leave that dude with 300 yards and 5 touchdowns.
If you actually think Flacco was going to do anything against that, wait a minute, that number one.
Hold on, Flacco usually kills y'all. He threw like 4 or 5 touchdowns last year on you in one game.
Are you kidding me? Flacco usually wins. See, that's why you all know the game.
Yeah, they're still on course.
And don't you? And who you playing?
They said she's at 10-6 though.
Yeah. She said 10 and 6. But who y'all got next week? Oh, y'all got San Diego.
Why would you tell
and
you
Dallas
you
got Cincinnati. Huh?
Oh, he should know who they got next week. You should even tell who they got.
That's a
they
W. They're going to be San Diego. Pittsburgh will be San Diego. I said that. I did say that before, too, didn't I?
Yeah, he did say that before.
We went over it last week.
He said they was going to be San Diego.
Yeah, I'm not
worried about my game. I know we got the Eagles, so no disrespect.
So y'all got a W.
We're going to bring some flowers.
Y'all got a W.
Going to have to repass. Spread some macaroni and cheese.
Listen. Don't let it be like Kansas City and the Panthers now.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, shout out to the Kansas City.
Y'all come up in our turf if you want to, playing like crazy.
No, but see, y'all coming to us. Y'all playing at our home.
It don't matter.
We celebrating that Super Bowl, Malcolm.
Please.
10 years ago, we celebrated. Shout out to John Gruden, Derek Brooks,
John
and all
Gruden
that.
Basically had that playbook in his pocket.
Yes, he did. That was the whiplash Super Bowl.
That was a whip.
Every time
Rich Gannon
threw the ball,
it
was
the
NFL. I was
loving it.
I was almost brought to tears. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers was winning the Super Bowl. I was like, and we was crushing them.
I was giggling. It was my proud moment.
I think
I won $150 in a pool.
That was my proud moment right there as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I got one ring. Warren Sapp, even though I can't stand that dude. Shout out to Keyshawn Johnson.
How cool are you at right now? Because I remember when I first came on this show, you were talking about some Tampa Bay and Chargers.
What about him?
I remember that.
Okay, what about him?
Now, the way I said, there's no way you're supposed to have two teams, but I had to break you down and tell you, no, you have one team.
How are you talking about you had to break me down? I had 15 teams if I won.
You
worry about your team, and you worry about your team not being 9-7. And leave me alone. My Buccaneers is my Buccaneers. I have 12 teams.
That's 500.
I got 12 people. And you didn't hear me say a word about the Chargers, right? That's my second team.
You can't stop saying about the Chargers.
When?
The only thing I came to, you know what I'm saying? I like the Chargers.
When was that?
I like the Chargers.
So I can't like the Chargers?
You want to be one team.
I can't like the Chargers? That's my show. I can like the Cleveland Browns if I want. I like the Chargers.
You're
my Tampa Bay Buccaneers is my team, and I got an AFC team, which is the San Diego Chargers. Hello?
I can have 12 teams if I want. Yes, I can.
And we're going to dead that conversation right now. What? What? DQ Power Sports in the building, man. If they're going to tell me how many teams I can have, I can have as many teams as I want.
Whatever.
Thank you for allowing me to have another team.
Whatever. Like
all right,
said,
here you go.
Basketball, yeah.
Yeah, man. We're going to talk basketball now, man.
Oh.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, shout out to
they don't want to do that.
Shout out to the league, man.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Shout out to the league, man. Don't try to police me and tell me how many teams. I can have an AFC team, and I can have an NFC team. My team is Tampa Bay.
No, you cannot have two teams.
Yes, I can.
Oh, damn. You got two teams? Why you can't have two teams?
You can't
because
have
that's,
two
some,
teams.
That's some crazy rule that she made up, and we're going to leave it at that. So, New York Knicks, Malcolm, what's good? New York Knicks, man, 12-4, man, what's good?
You can't have two teams.
We're not talking about that no more. We moved on from that.
Yo,
so Malcolm was good, man. 12-4,
oh
man. We won 7-0.
Yeah, that's okay though. They're gonna get some bump in the road, man. That's a part of the game,
man.
Hey, what's name got 5 losses?
Yeah.
The Heat.
Yeah.
They got 5 losses. So somebody's doing something, right? The team, everybody's gonna lose to somebody. You can't win every game.
Yeah.
82 of them, brother. But like I said, I like the way they're looking, though.
I'm looking at them like they can get 55. They can get 55. I don't know about 60.
Oh, yeah. I can live with 55. Heck, I can live with 50, bro.
I think they could do a little bit better if they play the way they play now. And the big question mark, yo, is when Amari Stoudemire comes back. But he says he's not going to be mad about coming off the bench. We'll see. That's all I can say at this point. You know what I mean? And again, I'm happy with the 12-4. I'll take that. You know what I mean? But I don't want to be crying in January and February like, oh, we done lost six in a row and da 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 da. Let them gel. Let them get some continuity. Let them put some games under their belt. And we'll see where they at. You know? Because I'm not really expecting the Brooklyn Nets to be like, they're 11-5 right now. I don't see them rocking out like that. I need my team to have home court advantage in the first round. That's what I want. That's the goal right there. Be one of the top four teams in the East. And I think the Knicks can do that. You know? Because look, go ahead.
I said they could do that.
My name's Bennett. I ain't in this one.
Because she don't know nothing about sports. That's why.
I don't know nothing about
the
Eagles.
Oh, okay, hold on 1 second, everybody. Hold the corner. I got my man on the line, live and direct. My man Mike Handler in the building. Applaud my dude Mike Handler. Applaud that. Oh, his call drop. Wow, he must be at the Sadat X record release. He going to call us back. But, yeah, T, we got y'all this weekend, man, in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And, again, we was talking the basketball situation. I'm like... Again, like I said, my Knicks are doing what they're supposed to be doing. You think the Celtics, they're 9-8 right now. They're going to get better before they get worse.
Yeah, they'll get better. They're a veteran team.
You know,
they'll get better.
They'll be better before they get worse. And I'm just going to look at the Lakers. Wow.
That's trouble right there in L.A.
Wow.
Bro, they can't run that offense. They in trouble, man.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, the Lakers are 8-9. Are my eyes deceiving me? And the Knicks are 12-4 in first place?
Hey, Chris, they showed this on TV. They got in that offense that they're running through D'Antoni. They got Paul Gasol shooting threes.
You have to wait now. Go ahead.
They got Paul Gasol shooting threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Gasol is missing all of them. He's shooting more jump shots than he is. He's a 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
He's a low post man. They got him out of position because they got Howard there.
Mm-hmm.
They got Howard in the low post, and they want Gasol to be outside.
Howard
ain't working. That D'Antoni offense ain't gonna work, bro.
No doubt. Hold on.
Ain't gonna work.
Hold on, we got my man Mike Harrell. Mike, you did my dude?
It's going to be working.
Yo, Mike, you there? Mike Harrell.
I'm here.
What's good, my dude?
I'm nothing much, man. I'm sitting here listening to y'all get y'all sports spin on.
Oh, yeah, man. We doing enough hard body karate over here, man, the biggest show, man. So, yeah, man, so where you at? You at that party?
I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, all right. So, yeah, man, thanks for flowing through and all that. So, what's going on with you, man? Artist-wise?
Working, grinding, performing, trying to get ready for this tour. Shoot overseas with the big homie Shabam Sadiq and Rusty Jokes.
Okay.
So we're going to go over and do the European thing. And then February I got Spain lined up. So we'll see if we can get some more dates around that to make that a good trip. And if not, just, you know, in the studio working and recording, trying to keep things going and trying to keep, with the fashion, with the brand, trying to keep that going. And we have a webisode series we're working on, so trying to get that off the ground.
Okay. All right. So definitely let pump that music, man. I know you got the single drop, Hard Body Karate, so the joint you got with my man from Helter Skelter. So, you know, talk about that, man. What you doing?
Oh, yeah, man. We have the record All I Know,
mm-hmm.
which was produced by Alter Beats. Video by Alter Prod, Bobby Sixkiller. That video drops actually this week. The record, we let that drop in the middle of the summer. We're going to actually drop the visuals. The record is doing well, you know, for the live performances. They're definitely receiving it well. The blogs took to it well, so that was a blessing. You know, the blogs are the new magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So the blogs took to it well. And I'm just trying to push it and keep it going and hopefully, you know, make some kind of impact and break ground. I came to terms with the fact that I'm not interested in mainstream hip-hop at all.
Right.
I figured that if I could be the new kid on an old block, I'm with it.
Mm.
And I'll just work with, you know, the cats that I respect and stay in those circles. There's at least 100,000 viable retail hits in that circle.
Okay.
So if I can move 100,000 units a project, that's a career. I can feed my kids. I'm good to go. I can keep my integrity in place.
No doubt, man, and the struggle continues, man, no doubt. So give a little insight on the benefit concert you got coming up, man.
Well, you're about to get breaking news, actually. I haven't even put this up in the world. I haven't put it in the group. The concert is going to be an all-star situation, which is a great look. Some of my friends and family, you know, the whole Bucktown USA, General Steel.
No doubt.
Sean P said that he'd come through and show love. Of course, Rock Lesson. Shabam, my usual suspect, Alter Unit. BK, Schizo, they're going to be on deck to hold me down. I have a couple of R&B cats, Taj Monroe from Black Boys Entertainment is going to come through and hold me down. And then whatever OK/Sony Red is sending a few of their artists over. They have about six other artists that they want to add to the bill. And Action Fraction, yeah, they're coming through as well from Middletown, New York. So it's going to be a nice, nice, diverse set list. But I just found out that the venue, which is Bipolar Lounge in Brooklyn, New York, which donated their venue to the cause, which is a blessing, you know.
That's right. No doubt.
The owner got shot 2 nights ago. So, needless to say, that just put things in a bit of a hiatus space trying to figure out what does that mean for my date.
Okay.
So, this, like I said, it's breaking news because I just found this out this evening. And it kind of, I did sit there a minute to ingest it. This is the first time that I'm actually regurgitating it.
Right.
Because
I
just kind of, when my assistant called me and told me the details, I'm like, you can't be serious, because if it's going to happen, if it can't happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, when you're trying to do something right and positive, and, you know, you just got to take it with a grain of salt, pray for him, and hope he's well aside from anything. See what that means when the cards actually fall.
Okay, so just keep us posted here at Chiefy Palace. I know you will.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And no doubt, man, we definitely got to get you back on. I know you're on your way to Sadat's party and all that, man. Definitely appreciate the couple minutes you call. And we're going to definitely get up, man. We're going to definitely build, man. Yeah, we talk sports, hard body, karate, man. It goes down.
Yeah, I'm here and I'm trying to learn. I figure if I
No doubt. That's what it
does.
Is.
I'm going to figure it out and be able to be a productive member of those conversations. I tell you what I did, though. I tell you, I did see when your man did the in and out and the shake boogie, and your man Paul Pierce grabbed the concrete.
I seen that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I might not...
The joke dance.
Yeah, I might not know what I'm looking at, but I know when I see something.
No doubt. That's what it is, my dude. Yes, sir.
But, salute, man. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm here whenever you need me. Holler at your boy, man. You know, we brothers from another mother before all others, yeah?
That's what it is. No doubt, my dude. Have definitely. And where can people get up with you at, man? To find out what's
man,
going on with you.
Well, you know, Facebook, definitely get me there. Mike Hands, MICHANDZ. Twitter, at Mike Handler, MICHANDLER. Instagram, Mike Hands, MICHANDZ. Reverb Nation. Mike Hands 2012. And you can always, I think the easiest route is to just, you know, try to hit the Google up. And just Mike Hands, MICHANDZ. And sometimes you find things I ain't found yet.
Word up. But once again, man, we appreciate you calling, you know, sliding through for a minute. Tell the guards to doubt I said peace, man, when you get a chance to get up with us.
I got you. I'm on it. You know that.
All right. Peace, man. Yo, that's my man Mike Hanlon in the building. Salute my dude Mike Hanlon. Salute him. Give it up for him. Alright, no doubt. So yeah, where was we at, man? We was talking about the Lakers, right?
Lakers.
Hey, I mean,
don't get me wrong, I've been still turning around one time or another once Steve Nash get there.
But
what
I didn't realize though, Malcolm, was that they was doing their numbers with Bernie Bickerstaff.
What?
They was 1-4 with Mike Brown. They won a couple of games with Bernie Bickerstaff, and then they turned around and now they got Mike D'Antoni. And so that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying they should have kept Bernie Bickerstaff. What do I know? I'm a Knicks fan. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Now Bernie's not that good of a coach.
But I'm just saying that they was doing their numbers with Bernie Bickerstaff. I was just trying to be funny.
To get used to D'Antoni's system, it don't take a weekend to get it. I'm gonna tell you right now. With their rotation and ball movement, they need a lot more than a weekend to get it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have shooters on that team, you're useless. If you just got low post guys, that's a useless system.
Mm-hmm.
That team, either you shoot within the first 7 seconds you get the ball, or you don't. Because you're going to sit there and watch the rebound all day.
Right.
They ain't going to do a miss shot.
And that's all you're going to do is rebound. If you get the rebound.
You got nothing.
That's right.
And right now, Lakers ain't got enough to run the court.
Hold on one second, Mal. We got Shelly on the line. Shelly, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, what's up?
How y'all doing? All right. You?
Yeah. What's up, Shelly?
Mike is in a foul mood right now.
I see.
Because his Giants lost last night when they should have won. And you know, I don't even want to get into that. But he did. Hey, he got a jersey out the deal. He got the win for the Wizards contest. So hey, you know, it ain't all bad. It ain't all bad. But yeah, Shelly, we just talking about the Lakers right now, and try to figure out what's going on with them and how they can get their team together.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, the 8 and 9. I mean, I wouldn't start paying attention to it until after the holidays anyway, man. You know
I agree.
What I'm saying? Because they have to, you know, again, you know, everybody jumps through hoops because the Knicks were 7-0. I loved it, but I didn't plan on parades or plan my spot down on Broadway where I'm going to watch the parade at. You know, and now it's 12-4. So since they were 7-0, now they're 5-4. So, you know, it's gonna balance itself out, but I'm still saying that my team is one of the top four teams in the East. I don't care what nobody says.
Yes.
I don't care what nobody says. If we play how we're supposed to play and we get over it, we don't see no obstacles in our sight right now. We would have to deal with the Carmelo being hurt and Jeremy Lin coming in and doing his numbers and the pick and roll working with him and Stoudemire and then Carmelo coming in. We ain't got all that distraction this year. They had a full training camp. Huh?
Until Stoudemire get back.
Yeah, until he get back. You're right. We had a full training camp. Stoudemire decides to get hurt. Bong, bong, bong. But we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're surprising people. Nobody expected the Knicks to come out the box like that.
No.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
But the Nets are second, and the Knicks are doing good, too. They might not be doing good today, but they're doing good.
The Nets are doing good. What you think about that little group hug they had the other night with the Celtics? That wasn't no fight, man.
Man, that was ugly. That was stupid. First of all, Rondo jumped the gun, man. The dude just basically fouled him. It ain't like he pushed him on the ground. He just fouled him, and Rondo jumped the gun. See, that's the problem with Rondo. See, it's bad enough Rondo ain't got a jump shot. He ain't got the he can't throw a punch either. You know? He missed everything. He got a jump shot like a punch.
Mm.
Weak.
Yo, you heard the New Orleans team changing their name to the Pelicans.
The Pelicans?
Yeah.
Why the Pelicans?
I have no idea, man.
What
they
the
said that,
kinda...
Yeah, they said when the team owner when he bought the Hornets, he paid for that name. So I guess he had that name in the plan, and he always wanted to change it to the Pelicans. But the Charlotte Hornets, the Hornets name is going to go back to Charlotte. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't gonna be mad. The Bobcats sound suck anyway.
Yeah, so they're gonna take their name back. So it's gonna be the Charlotte. Now they traded names now. They traded names like they traded players.
There's a lot of merchandise they got to pay for to get out there.
Yeah, and they're going to go back to the original colors like when they had Del Curry and Larry Johnson.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Bobby Phils, God bless him.
That teal.
Muggsy Bogues, yeah. Yeah, that purple
Muggsy
teal.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues and late LJ.
Muggsy Bogues, yep.
Lonzo Mourning.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Lonzo Mourning, yep. So, I think the Pelicans colors are supposed to be red and blue or something like that. I don't know what the Pelican business
red and
is
blue.
About. I don't know what that Pelican business is about.
They should have changed their name to the New Orleans Levy.
Hey, Bob, I got a thousand of them. They should have changed. They could have changed it to the New Orleans Waterline.
Oh God! They could have changed it to the New Orleans Gulf Coast.
I got a bunch of those. Wow. Mm-hmm.
See, that would have been nice if I would have said Katrina.
Nah,
yeah,
that's just it. We ain't use the Katrina thing.
Yeah, but
I didn't
want
to say the New Orleans Hurricane because everybody gets a hurricane down there. You know?
Yeah, they changed their whole situation around, man. And I just think the Pelicans, I don't know. I think they jumped the gun on that one.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I tell you what, the Charlotte Hornets make it easy because I still call the Charlotte Hornets sometimes.
That's what you used to saying, like
so
the Charlotte Hornets.
Favor.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I think they took a poll or something. And the people wanted to get their name back. But we're going to get a quick score update right here. I see the Lakers and the Houston Rockets in the third quarter. About 6 minutes to play in the third. The Lakers 73, the Rockets 59. So I don't know, maybe the Lakers
still
might
early.
Get to 500. Yeah, it's still early. I hope the Lakers 99-92, Oklahoma City over Brooklyn Nets, 99-92 in the fourth.
I see that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, I don't know, man. I'm thinking maybe the Lakers can get back to 500. I haven't heard any noise from the Lakers fans, you know. You know, I say you got to take. There you go. Right on cue. Applaud that. Applaud that, please. Right on cue. Applaud that. I'm 12-4.
And try to make sure the Lakers
I'm 12 and 4. I'm doing okay.
In December?
Yeah.
Talking in April.
Hey, Kia, I'm a Knicks fan. I got to take it how it comes.
I'm
a Knicks fan. You got to take it. But the Lakers are 8 and what you doing 8 and 9 in December? What you telling me?
8 and 9.
What you telling me? 8 and 9.
I don't care if the Lakers are 8 and 9. Long as I know we're there in April, I'm not worried.
With my old coach?
You know, used to that platform. You know,
with my old coach?
You're finally on the
platform. Tell Mike D'Antoni I said hi.
You know what? Put that chest back in all y'all New York fans and wait till April get here.
Yeah, you right. But tell Mike D'Antoni I said hi.
I don't need to tell Mike D'Antoni nothing.
Tell Mike D'Antoni I said hello.
I don't need to tell Mike D'Antoni anything.
Yes, sir.
Malcolm.
Yes.
Wizards 105, Heat 101.
Oh, yeah, that's wow. Wizards playing a little bit.
Wizards 105, Heat 101.
That's over?
Yeah, I told
you. That's it. That's the final. LeBron
had
it.
Beat the Heat.
LeBron, yeah, the Wizards beat the Heat. Anything can happen. LeBron had a triple. LeBron
NBA.
Had a triple-double.
See, I need like a tall bottle of wine once I get up here.
Wow, your man Jordan Crawford had 22 off the bench.
Big ball.
Yeah, he had 22 off the bench, man. LeBron had a triple double.
And drink. I wish he had what you pee.
Chris Bosh had 20. Dwayne Wade had 24.
Tell D'Antoni how quick.
Yeah, he's my old coach.
I can't wait to see.
I think the Lakers are going to do their numbers eventually by the end of the season. But just right now, it's just strange to see them. They shouldn't be 8-9.
I don't care less.
I don't care how many coaches they had.
Long as we be there in 8, I can care less. What about y'all platform? What about that platform?
I tend not to believe that either.
I cannot believe that either, though, because you know why?
Because if the Lakers were 17-0, okay, everybody would be like, oh, Mike Brown is the king, and nobody can't touch the Lakers, and I do this. No, hold on, let me finish, yo. Do I got to mute you? Let me finish. If the Lakers were 17 and 0, everybody would be like, oh, the Lakers is this, the Lakers is that, the Lakers is the third.
Ever.
The Lakers let Mike Brown go 1-4,
what
and they fired him.
Why are you doing this, Mike Brown? You can have him. I told you this weeks ago. You can have him.
But you 8-9. 8-9. Under 500. I'm loving the view, and you know what? If they don't be there in May and June, I'm gonna be mad.
You can love the view. You can love the view all you want because you know what? Somebody
are you angry with me? The Lakers should be 12-5.
I'm 8-9.
Yes, you know you're concerned. You know you're concerned.
I'm not concerned. I'm just worried about the Suns winning. People are worried about the Lakers, and I can worry about them next year. I have the Suns on my platform right now. The Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
If the Suns win the Super Bowl, then I'm going to Lakers.
Malcolm, you hear this?
Balance.
Yeah, yeah.
8-9. You worried about 8-9?
Y'all see each other in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. Down in Dallas?
In Dallas.
Oh, man. You think Ben's going to be playing?
Who? Yeah, Ben will be back by then. Let me tell you something. Dallas is so bad. I didn't notice. They threw a stat at me yesterday, that Dallas is the only team that has played three rookie quarterbacks with three running backs, and each of the three Dallas allowed 30 points to all three of them.
So the rookies they left
the RG,
is,
they left the RG3.
Uh-huh.
They allowed it to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. They allowed it to Seattle.
Russell
all three had rookie quarterbacks and rookie starting running backs.
Mm.
And yet still, we gave them 30 points each, all the three.
Mm.
And we lost the two of them.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that was Dallas' first time winning on a Sunday night game in the new stadium.
See, like that was their first time winning any time in the new stadium.
In the new stadium? Tell me about it.
Yeah, because Manny Pacquiao had more wins than them once upon a time. Yeah, he had more wins than the Cowboys in their own stadium. But that's all good, though, man. But you got a win coming. You're going to beat Cincinnati next week, though, right? Hello?
Yeah, man.
You're going to beat Cincinnati next week, though, right?
Believe it or not, man, the Cowboys play better away.
Mm.
They don't play good at home. They play better away. And that's going to be a tough game. But I got a feeling Cowboys can beat them.
Okay.
For some reason, they're going to win the game you don't expect them to win.
And is that a good look to win the game that you don't expect them to win?
That's a terrible look, bro.
Yeah, you
know
what I mean?
That's called bad coaching, bro. No consistency.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bum team.
That's a bum team right there. They win a game you don't expect them to win. That's, you know what I mean? Because if you're nice.
You said it right. That's a bum.
Yeah, that's a bum team. A team that's going to win every game, you know, that's expected to win every game, a hard-body karate team. You know, when they lose, it's like, oh, snap, they lost.
Bro,
there's no consistency.
That team has, like I said, it all starts with coaching. Coaching and discipline, and they don't have either.
So the clock is ticking on Jason Garrett, you say?
Oh, he should be gone, man. Even if they go 9-7, they're still not going to make the playoffs. You know why? Because they're losing tiebreakers. They're losing tiebreakers to Seattle. They're losing tiebreakers to the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, they both of them beat us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to beat they have to beat Washington in our last game of the season. And it might not happen, bro.
Might not happen.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I can give them two more wins. I can't see a third win.
Right now,
I give
them
two
eight.
Wins. I can't give them a third one in December.
And the teams that you got to hop over, you lost to already.
Yep, we lost the team we
lost
needed.
Chicago,
Seattle,
lost to Seattle, and yeah.
Yep. Even if Seattle has a game lost, they still got a tiebreaker on them.
Right. That's right. That's right.
They're a game ahead of us, and they got a tiebreaker.
Seattle got a game ahead.
Chicago got a game ahead, and they got the tiebreaker on us.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we tie them at 9-7, we still might not make the playoffs.
Hold on, Mal. We got a caller on the line. Hold on one second, my dude. We got my man Dave on the line. Dave, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
Yo, man. I'm sorry I'm calling late, man. I forgot all about it again, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Tito came through, man, and rocked out with me for a minute.
Oh, man. I missed him. how's it going? What you talking about tonight?
You touched on a little bit of everything, my dude. Right now, we're talking about Cowboys, and you got a Cowboy on the fan, Cowboy fan on the line, my man Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you got to see
my
them
man
dudes.
Play that, man.
And you
got to
see them. You got to see them dudes in a couple of weeks.
Who that? Who
oh,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Steelers.
Yeah, no doubt. That's y'all, like I said, if Big Ben there, y'all definitely got a W. But if Charlie there, you ain't gonna win that one.
That's what they said about Sunday.
Sunday you got a gift. You got a gift.
You think so?
You got a gift with that fumble because that was bad play selection on that coach.
Yeah.
You got a gift
yeah,
with
know.
That because Because Baltimore should have walked away with that game.
Can you just key a phone instead of a jersey?
With all the bowl games, man, and I might do one for the Super Bowl too. So it's going down, my dude. It's going down.
What's that? What's that? What's the winning jerseys?
Mike and Kia, they got jerseys, man. So we're gonna take care of them because they just said they picked when the Wizards when they first game. They said that they could beat Portland, and they beat the Bulls.
Wow.
I think it was Saturday night.
They just
If you wanna get into another situation right now, live and direct, you tell me what day that the NHL lockout is gonna be over, and we might hook you up.
Oh man, I don't know.
That'll we think about it.
I'm gonna say the 10th of January. Or what if it don't be over?
If it don't be over.
Yeah,
but they cancel the season by February. They will cancel the season by February.
Yeah, that's what they said. That
February 1st?
Cut off, I think, right? I'm not sure what day it was in February, but I know if they said in February.
They were supposed to have a meeting. They were supposed to have a meeting today.
They lost millions, hundreds of millions. Yeah.
I'm upset, man. I'm a hockey dude. I don't care what nobody say. I think I'm really, really hockey's starting to grow on me, man. I got into it like during the playoffs. The playoffs. That to me, that's the most exciting. The NHL playoffs, man. They be going on to like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, like eight overtimes. it seems that's an epidemic throughout all sports, man. You know, it touches basketball, they get locked out. Baseball, they locked out, going on strike. You know what I mean? And usually the hockey, you know, that's above that stuff. But I guess not.
Oh,
you want to get, you know. Sidney Crosby want to get paid too.
Well, yeah, hockey's the least paid players. You know, they make the least amount of money. That was the owners though. The owners were striking because you know, the owners locked them out because they want more of that pie.
Right.
So the owners are wrong though, man.
Yeah.
It's not enough to get what they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the product there? Who's getting hurt every game?
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Right. The owners were messed up in the NBA lockout too. They were messed up in that as well.
No,
but I think
too.
the owners in the NBA lockout was more in a situation where it was like they think that it was a lot of other concessions that the players wanted that they wasn't really trying to bend their back to. Like they still want to talk about that age limit thing. You know what I mean? They still want to talk about that, and they want to know why that TV deal money isn't chopped up a little bit more. You know what I mean? And a lot of other stuff that David Stern really didn't want to deal with, and he put my man in the middle of the mix, and that's why the lockout got, you know, it ended up with 66 games last year. So the hockey's following the same route, and I think that's the same, man.
Yeah.
So,
now,
yeah, Dave,
with football,
man,
There was no reason for a lockout in football because they were making billions.
Yeah, football's the biggest moneymaker,
They was making billions. What it was, they knew because the internet was changing and that apps, once the apps came out, that they would have to split that money with the apps.
Right.
So they said they were deciding that maybe a player shouldn't get as much as they should when they were getting all the money. They're making money hand over fist with that TV deal, first of all.
Okay, yeah. So it shouldn't mean nobody should be fleeing in poverty. Nobody should be broke because that TV deal money is crazy.
They still black out the Buccaneers though in Tampa Bay
and the Jacksonville Jaguars too.
Yeah, I'm also here in San Diego.
Why don't they just move the Jaguars to LA?
That's probably going to happen. That's probably going to happen.
Because
I think, go ahead, Dave. No, I was going to say L.A. is not really a good pro football town. I don't know if it's going to be that big a move for them. But
nah, come on. That's the second biggest market in the United States.
They won't go
there.
They won't go to L.A.
Yeah.
That would be a wrong move for them to move to L.A.
Look what happened to the Raiders.
How much money, Chris,
but see, with the Raiders, that was different because Al Davis, Al Davis was trying to hold Oakland hostage because he wanted to get out the town field.
That's true.
It goes down over here at GQ Power Sports. Al Davis was holding the city of Oakland up because he wanted a new stadium. Because he was
when he
move
went to LA, when he first went to LA, though, there was a big splash and everybody loved it.
Yeah. They was at the Coliseum and yeah.
Right.
But you don't think
Keith,
you don't think that LA is a good market for football? You don't think so? I was just using the Jaguars as an example.
No, then you got that.
Okay. They're not going to LA.
I was just using them as an example, though. But, I think L.A. is a market that needs to be tapped.
I'm going
to
bring it up there.
Why is there not a football team in Los Angeles?
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
This goes to show you how much money football's making. They haven't had an L.A. market team in how many years? 12, 15 years?
Wow. Yeah.
And they're still making money hand over fist with this TV money and this direct TV money.
Yeah.
They're making money. Dude, they got their own ATM machine right now.
Every team got their own network. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So yes. And they're still arguing over, you know, one wants 53%, the other one wants 55%. You know what I mean? It's little numbers that might mean little to them, but you know, who's really feeling the pinch at the end of the day? Because I personally know people that work at, like, say for example, the Prudential Center. They out of a job because they waiting for the Devils to deal with this blackout stuff. So it trickles down, and I don't think that Martin Brodeur is starving. You know what I mean?
Right.
He can sit out the year. He'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, when it affects, you know, the people that you can feel and touch and see, then I think it's different and it becomes more serious, man.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah,
they only got one sport that's in that place now.
Yeah.
There's the Nets loss. I mean, left.
And they got Seton Hall, basket. I'm talking about the Prudential Center.
There's a moneymaker.
I think they didn't even have the Liberty. I think the Liberty played a couple of games over there because they was renovating the garden. So I think
the
Liberty
the
was playing Izod? Over there. Huh?
Went the Nets in the Izod?
No, I think the Nets was in the Prudential Center.
Yeah, Prudential.
Yeah, they was in the downtown Newark.
Nah.
Newark. They were in Broad City.
I thought they were right by the Giant Stadium.
They used to be there, but they played at the
They're in the Bricks now. They're in the Bricks.
They was in the Bricks until they built
too much of Brooklyn.
Said, we just going to leave. Jay-Z was like, yo, come on across the bridge.
Yeah.
I'll let the rock come across the bridge. And they went and... They was in the witness protection program. They went and changed their colors and changed jerseys and the whole nine. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know? But it's still Nick's hard body karate over here, man, all day. Blue
That's
hard.
Right.
Spike Lee, what up, man? You know what I mean? Reggie Miller's still pushed off on Starks. I don't care what you say.
I'm still pissed off.
And Starks booked it on Grant and Jordan. Now what? Starks booked it on him. That's my favorite offense.
Yo, when he did that, my head hit the ceiling, man.
Screamed like a woman.
I jumped in there. My head hit the ceiling.
Those were the days, though. Those were the days, man.
They just showed up. They just showed up tonight.
The days when Charles Smith couldn't make a layup.
When Charles Smith couldn't make five layups.
To make a layup.
I'm screaming at the team. What are you doing, dude? He just kept throwing it up, missing. Throwing it up.
Seven feet tall.
Shout out to Charles Smith, man. But what about with Patrick Ewing? What about with Patrick Ewing trying to do the world famous finger roll?
The finger roll.
The back of the rim. Oh, man. This dude, man.
Against the Pacers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like this dude, Patrick Ewing. When you was beating up on everybody at Georgetown, when you were Michael Graham and Reggie Williams and all that, you wasn't doing no finger rolls. No, you can't fool me. I was watching it. You wasn't doing no finger rolls. So where did finger rolls stuff come from?
Product of the Knicks.
That was a nasty game.
Where did Reggie Williams, who taught you how to use a finger roll?
Michael Jackson.
On his breadneck.
He was hard body karate at Georgetown. He was buffing it on people, had people scared of him. He gonna come to the playoffs and was it nobody in front of him, if I remember right, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
No, he had a clear cut to the basket.
He had somebody. I think somebody was on his chest, but he wasn't. He had nobody in his face though.
Okay.
It's almost like he had to reach over the guy, like, you know. He should have hit that. There's no question.
So he dipsy doodle and went on a 4-finger roll.
Like, yeah. I'm like, what is your? When you learn that part of your game at? Who taught you that? You know what I mean? You trying to be Reggie Theus now or something? What's going on?
I can't diss my man Pat. That was my
boy. Hey, man.
I love Pat, man.
Patrick, and then it'll be on the back page of the paper talking about give me the damn ball. I want the ball. When you get the ball, what you do with it?
Well, you remember his famous quote after every game, either we got the job done or we didn't. We didn't get the job done. He loved saying that.
But, that's my dude, though, Patrick Ewing. Shout out to the Knicks, man. That's just when it was good basketball, man.
Great basketball.
They had a rivalry with every team. You know what I mean? It was you know, must-see basketball, man.
With that weak layup. You were coming down, you was hitting the floor.
They wanted the ring, man. They wanted ring, so they went hard.
They made the hard foul because of the Knicks.
No doubt.
Well, they changed the whole foul situation because of Pat Riley. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's where the flagrant foul came from that series.
Yep.
That first series when Starks knocked Pippen's head off.
That's why Scottie Pippen didn't drive out of the hoop. Scottie Pippen threw the jump all the time.
We were so hard body with it. We had a fight. Remember when Derek Harper had the fight in Chicago with David Stern? They had to fight the crowd with David Stern. That's how hard body karate the Knicks was. He wasn't messing with the Knicks, yo.
They showed
you know
that
what I mean?
Tonight. I was
now, we're a rap group now. You know what I mean? We softened. But yo, this is the part of the show right here, GQ Palace Sports, man. After the further review, we got the mayor in the building, man. This is the part of the show right here where we go into three games, man. We pick three games, and everybody, we go round table. We're gonna do it kind of quick tonight because we running out of time. We got the Saints and the Giants. Who you got?
Saints.
Malcolm, who you got?
Saints.
Giants.
Dave, who you got?
Giants.
Kia, who you got?
I got the Saints.
We got the Lions and the Packers.
The who?
Lions, Detroit Lions and the Packers.
Packers.
The whole house is Packers.
With the Lions.
Packers.
Kia, you going with the Lions?
I'm going with the Lions.
All right, then we got the Monday night joint. We got the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots. Dave, what you looking
Where's
that game?
Where's it at?
It's in New England.
I'm going with Pat. I'm going with Pat in a tight one.
Pats in the tight one. Kia, who you like?
Going with the Pats.
Pats.
Houston.
Malcolm, you got Houston?
Houston.
T, who you got?
Pats.
They got the Pats.
Pats.
Yo, so we're going to do this right quick, man. Give me a little 15, 20 seconds round table, man. It's almost time for us to get out of here. Malcolm, set it off, man.
Well, like I said, everybody have a great weekend. Want to hopefully talk to you next week.
Make sure you do that.
See the boys do good for once.
Yes, sir.
But it is a losing season for them.
Yeah.
So everybody stay up. Peace.
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 T, what's good?
Hey, just everybody good luck. Still, I like I say, they may be dead, but go Eagles.
Get that bird doodle off the window. Kia, what's good?
Who's always good? The Steelers and the Lakers. That's always good.
All right, thank you. We have some lovely parting gifts for you, Mike. What's good, man?
Some what?
Some lovely parting gifts.
Whatever. Just get my Kobe jersey.
I got you. We had this discussion.
Get my 24 Uncle Kobe jersey over to me. I don't need Steelers jersey. I got plenty of those. Get the Kobe jersey over to me.
Oh God.
All right, what's going on, man? Somebody help me, man.
We got like 2 minutes before we get out of here, man. This one is going to get a last shout out from everybody, man, before I touch down.
Man, I'm sorry. I called in late.
It's all good.
Who going first? Me.
Dave, go ahead.
I'm sorry I called in late, man. I missed Tito. And, hey, go Steelers. We're gonna make the playoffs this year.
That's what it is. So now, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we got to let Mad Mike get his. Mike, don't hurt nothing, my dude.
The floor is yours. Don't hurt nothing.
I don't care what nobody say about my Giants. They still going to do their thing. Go Knicks. I want my jersey. Get
I got you
Giants
covered.
Jersey. And like I say, always go Giants. New York all the way, baby.
No doubt.
Now it's up tonight.
Hey, listen, we had a great show tonight. I want to thank my man, the Devastating Tito, for calling in, checking in, talking about Team Fearless. Check him out, Team Fearless, www.teamfearless.org. My man, Mike Handler, called through. He's on his way to Sadat X's record release, Love Hella Right. They're out in Brooklyn. Salute to my man, Mike Handler. Everybody, thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the listeners, man. It's December 4th. Want to shout out my pops. I know he's down up there watching me do my sports thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, man. Have a good week. You know it goes down after further review every day during the week. GQ Palace Sports is in your mind all the time. Again, shout out to Team Phyllis. Shout out to my man Malcolm for calling. Kia, Mike, T, Shelly.
Thanks.
Everybody else. This is the mayor. I'm out of time.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not. Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot. I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like I'm trying. I came here to ball hard. I love this game. It's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win, to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine. Boy, I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing and my heartbeat is thumping,
and all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.